Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Principal of Pella High School, Eric Nelson, joins us on today's program to provide an update on the ongoing construction project and preview the upcoming school year. Well, Eric, I had a chance to take a tour of Pella High School with construction. Certainly a lot of change from when I was in here in May and when we talked last winter. For folks who are curious, before we kind of get into some of the things coming up this fall, where is construction at right now when it comes to the renovation project at the high school?
So if we go from the east to the west of the building, the east wing, the precast walls are going up currently, the framing's going up, and all those supports are going to go up throughout the time. You'll see throughout the fall that all the walls will be up, the framing, and hopefully we'll have it closed in by, you know, early fall. And then you continue down the process. The front of the building is all torn up. We have that access. They're all now transformed. They have the drywall up in all the offices. Their electrical's done. All that's done. So they're sort of getting to the point where they're going to start really working on the front entrance of the building, being able to demolish it currently and then be able to reconstruct that area of it. And then you continue on the main building, the hundreds and 200s, the first floor and second floor. All those have been updated with the HVAC. The second floor should have air conditioning. The first floor is still iffy by the time school starts whether or not we'll have air conditioning. And then you continue around the building, our science wing, our sort of family consumer science wing, both of those air conditionings are going to be up and going. All the band music area should also be, air conditioning is already up and going. The auditorium is completely done. The only thing left is we're painting the stage starting on Wednesday, and we'll have the auditorium up and go. We went from 787 seats to brand new seats of 833 seats with multiple areas being able to serve our handicapped people.
Now, when we're talking construction and renovations, a lot of folks who had middle school students 2 or 3 years ago may be sweating bullets again when it comes to what they have to prepare for with their kids. And they're also a little experienced. With all this construction, there will be a lot of changes to where administration is at, where classrooms are at, and really the logistics of the high school are at. For folks who haven't been up to date with some of their emails or checking in or just have seen the building recently for the first time after coming back from a lengthy vacation, what are some of the key things that parents and students need to be aware of going into the fall with different locations, whether it's your office or certain classroom space or those logistical questions?
All the teachers will be in their classrooms at the start of the school year, and that won't be any problem at all. The main people who are going to be displaced is the high school office. We're currently in the Career Academy. We're going to move to room 115, which is right next to the library. So our main entrance to the building will be by the library in the southwest corner of the area. The athletic director is going to remain in the Career Academy in the office area. The guidance is going to be in Career Academy room 204. So those are the three main things that will be areas that are relocated. The one huge issue is parking. And parking, if you look out here, we have lost probably 50% of our parking when you look at the if going east of the building. So that's going to be a huge factor, not only on a day-to-day basis with school, but with events. So we're trying to problem solve how we can serve our community, our visitors, our fans with parking on a Friday night football game. You think the first game we play Oskaloosa here, the next game is DCG here, and then we have homecoming here against Knoxville. So we know we're going to have three big crowds. So how are we going to support all those things? And also, how are we going to support our kids on a day-to-day basis parking? We have to thank very much the church. The church has been outstanding helping us out here, and we greatly appreciate those. So those are the main things that we have. The auditorium is going to be good. The other thing is when we have events in the competitive gym at the high school, you'll notice that there's going to be a walkway out to the south end of it, where you're going to walk through that walkway, through the new wrestling room, into the facility. And that will be a little bit uncomfortable for a while because our restrooms will be located by the old main office, and our concession stand will be all the way up in the cafeteria. So we have a lot of things that will be displaced. The great thing is, a year from now, it'll look beautiful.
What are some of the key things you hope get done during the school year before we head into next summer that you'd like to see or that will be changing as the school year goes on?
Well, the hope is the high school office will be completed by winter break. So the hope is that guidance and our staff can move into that main area by winter break. The east wing, where we have the commons, the new weight room, the new wrestling room, athletic facility, hopefully we're hoping for spring break there. So if those are two of the key pieces that we get done, because once we get those done, we not only get those entrances open, we also get our parking lot, which is a huge piece to everything else.
Once again, that was Pella High School Principal Eric Nelson. That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.